So this video is all about reversals, and I want to reiterate or revisit the things that I talked about or touched on in video 2 of the free workshop series. And if you haven't watched that video, it's really useful to watch. So when you get a reversal, it is a protection card. And what that means is if you're about to fall in a pothole, spirit's gonna go, woo! Like, we want you to go over here. You don't want to fall in that hole. Or if you have a pattern of choosing the same unavailable guy over and over again, your card is going to go, woohoo. It's like, maybe not this time. Perhaps you might want to make a new choice. Like, you know, not for you, that kind of thing. So you have to remember, these are your friends. This is not a prediction of anything bad coming to you. This is really spirit and your angels and your guides going, we love you so much and we want you to be so in alignment with your highest good and your deliberate intentions that we are working overtime so that you don't get hurt. I had a really great question about a specific card in my deck, Wisdom of the Oracle, which is our anchor deck, and I thought it would be a great example to teach you through. Somebody asked me, actually more than one person have asked me in general, do reversed cards mean the opposite of what their upright meaning is, right? So one would assume, and actually the specific question I got from a couple people, but one really funny one, was I see for new life when it is upright, there is a fairy being given birth out of an egg, right? And this fairy is stretching and we see this as new life. This is pretty obvious. Does it mean that this was aborted if it's upside down or somebody sat on the egg? So when new life is in reverse, right? And that's actually not a silly question, right? It wouldn't be, because one would assume, and actually in a lot of, I think in the tarot, most of those cards, their reversals mean the reverse of what the upright meaning is. But these are oracle cards and these are my oracle cards. So these were not created so that the protection message necessarily was the opposite. In fact, with new life, it says that you are ready, something is, you're giving birth to it, it's fabulous, you are ready for it, it's spring, it's exciting, yay, right? In the reversal, it talks about being inexperienced during a new life, right? So it doesn't say it's not going to happen, it says to admit that you don't know something. And it says that when there is, insecurity around new things, you have to be okay with that because you haven't learned what you need to learn yet in order to feel comfortable in the new life. So it doesn't say that, you know, spirit's gonna sit on your egg and you're not gonna get the thing you want. It means that it's so new for you, you're kind of like, you don't really know what to do and that you need to make peace with that. That the way out of that is a sense of curiosity and playfulness and admitting that you don't know. Okay, it's just an admission of I don't know. Alrighty, so that's what that is. Now, let's again, let's talk a little bit more about the fear and bias that comes up when you have reverse cards. So even though you're here and you've signed up, it's normal for all of us. Remember I said that, like we're all gonna have in the initial tweak, we're not gonna go, yay, there's protection cards, isn't that awesome? No, we're gonna go, oh, we have to look that up. Say like, why are we getting to slow down? What does it mean? Whatever, that's normal. But remember this, it's not an intellectual reaction, it's in your body. So remember again what I told you before about fear and bias living in the chemistry of your body. So it's like you put a switch on and you're now flooded with adrenaline, epinephrine, and cortisol. So when you're in that fight flight, now it's only temporary for us here because we're learning to trust that the protection card is a protection card. But remember, it's okay if you have the initial eek, and you might go, I don't understand what it means because your brain's not working right. That's the other thing I find that people don't understand because no one's taught them. And I had to figure this out because I'm kind of a science geek. And I follow Dr. Joe Dispenza and some other people, these are who are my friends, and I also, you know, study with them about brain chemistry. So it actually makes sense that you can't make sense of the cards when you're afraid. Everything turns into a big jumble mumble because that part of your brain that decides and can analyze, including your intuition, is shut off temporarily. like a faucet, in order for you to run away in case the T-Rex comes and chomps on you, because that's really what the fight-flight response actually is. So that's why I want to teach you in this workshop how to manage and monitor your own personal energy, because this can happen. So don't not tell yourself that, oh, you know, it's okay to go, ooh, and then get back on your bird or what other the exercises that I have for you in this course that'll be given to you throughout the course, you'll start to realize like, okay, it's okay, but I need to identify this because my mind is not going to work accurately. My ability to discern and analyze, so you do need the left brain when you are working with oracle cards, but also it shuts off your ability to tune in intuitively. So just remember that the fear bias mode, because we get there, we get into that mode, we shut everything down when it comes to working with oracles. So you can't hear, you can't see, and you can't figure it out. So the best thing you could do is to go, whoa, I just got a tweak. I'm going to step back and take a breath. I'm going to just breathe this one out. I'm going to go look in the booklet. See? Nobody sat on my egg. It's all about being inexperienced. So let's talk about how you handle working with a reversed card. When you get a reversed card, you have to first check your body. How am I feeling? Because if you've shut yourself off, you have to wait a little bit and allow yourself to come back online, right? So you've got to get your intuition and both sides of your brain back online because you went in fight flight, right? So we want to get out of the fear bias and into the curious, right? So how do we do that? Well, we either meditate or we just walk away for a second if we're not feeling that we're present. And the other thing is, of course, the easiest way to do it is just look at the booklet. Now, what if that reversed card, when you look at that booklet, and we're going to stick with this one card, New Life, and New Life in Protection, right? So when you look at the booklet, you will find out that it actually means something different than what you thought. I had a woman write in, I've actually had about five of them, but one in particular that wrote in that said, I got these three reversed cards. I got so scared. I thought they were the reverse of the positive meaning. See, so she was thinking that a reverse was bad, upright is good. But actually the cards that she got were, had she read the booklet, she would have understood that what they were saying was something very meaningful for her about the thing that she had to overcome before she moved forward, which was very true. Now, she did write that what she did. She said, so I decided that I'm having a panic attack. I'm going to go away. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to come back and look at the booklet. So when she did that, she then still wasn't 100% sure because she was a little bit in denial because she didn't want to hear what they said because she just wanted to barrel forward. But the next day, what happened was she percolated on it because she had a journal. So you are going to write down your feelings, and I want you to track this. Whenever a reverse card comes up, you're going to track them. How did I initially engage it? So what did my body feel like? Where did my mind go? What was my sense? So you want to get used to immediately identifying the fear bias right away so you know like, oh, I just went somewhere else. And we can just call it that. I went somewhere else. Then you want to bring yourself back. So you want to write that down. And as soon as you write it down, you've claimed it. You're no longer in resistance to it. You're like, oh yeah, look what I just did. That's interesting. And that's really how we want it to go. We can't erase you being human or me being human. We can't erase anxiety and fear. What we want to do is work with it and make it your friend. So we'll say, aha. So what am I resisting? That's the next question. What am I resisting, if anything? Or is this pertinent to my question? And if not, what is it referring to? That's another question to ask in your journal. Now, you don't have to know what the card means right away because you get to have some time. You have a whole day. And that's one of the reasons why I was saying to everybody, this course is so powerful because you get so much meaning out of one and two cards and tops three cards. You don't need 10 card readings or 20 card spreads or any of that fancy schmancy stuff to really get how spirit is communicating to you, about your highest good, for your purpose and prosperity, and for your deliberate intentions to manifest in the material world as evidence of your relationship and also evidence of synchronicity, which is meaningful coincidence, right? So in the reversals, after you've tracked it, you've sat with it, you've percolated on it, I guarantee you what comes out for you is like, wow, I really am being led in the right direction. Or like, wow, I never thought that I needed to take care of that first. Because that's actually the excited email that I got. And that said, like, oh, wow, you know, I realized that if I didn't take care of this other thing, I couldn't do that anyway. I really needed to forgive this person. So it was a mix of personal and business. So anyhow, if you do this way, you're going to get great results out of these cards. Just remember, track your body. Where am I right now? What is my experience? Am I in resistance? If so, what does that feel like? So you want to start to recognize the feelings. The more you journal, you're going to see the patterns all in the same place. You're going to have it a journal. Then, you know, is this pertinent to me? If not, what could it be speaking about? So that's when you look behind you. You've got eyes in the back of your head. Remember, Oracle card is going to show you.